9 indicted in South Texas over massive healthcare fraud. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston. Several people in and around the Houston area, as well as a Nevada woman, have been indicted in various schemes including illegal drug diversion and attempts to defraud Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE, which involve a total of over $1 billion in alleged fraud. The charges include alleged pill mill clinics, fraud involving mental health care, as well as allegations of improper wound care treatment on elderly patients, and are part of the Department of Justice's 2026 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown. The SDTX worked with the department's healthcare fraud unit of the Fraud Division and FBI, Texas Attorney General's Office, Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, and Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General to investigate and prosecute the cases. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Catherine Olson and Alexander Alum are prosecuting the SDTX matters, while trial attorney Adam Tisdall is handling the Yuki prosecution. SDTXA USA's Tyler Foster, Christine Rawlinson, and Elizabeth Wyman are handling asset forfeiture in the various cases. The overall charges are part of a strategically coordinated, nationwide law enforcement action that resulted in charges against 455 defendants, including 90 doctors and other licensed medical professionals, for their alleged participation in healthcare fraud and opioid abuse schemes involving over $6.5 billion in false claims and significant patient harm, including death. The takedown represents a new era in federal, state, and international cooperation to combat healthcare fraud. Cases in 56 federal districts and 45 U.S. states and territories, with 50 state Medicaid fraud control units participating, the most in department history. In addition, unprecedented international cooperation over the two-week takedown resulted in the apprehension and return to the United States of the following healthcare fraudsters. One defendant in Kyrenia in connection with an over $3.7 billion scheme. Two defendants in Estonia in connection with a previously charged $10.6 billion scheme, and, in the Philippines, one of FBI's most wanted fraudsters in connection with a previously charged $1.2 billion telemedicine fraud scheme. The takedown involves the cutting-edge use of data analytics to target the worst actors, the seizure of over $182 million in cash, luxury vehicles, jewelry, and other assets, and full-spectrum accountability for all criminal actors from doctors' offices to corporate boardrooms. This coordinated enforcement action involves a whole-of-government approach, including actions by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to suspend 1,079 providers and revoke billing privileges for 1,403 providers. 48 civil monetary payment settlements amounting to over $73 million, over 1,400 provider exclusions, and 25 DHHSOIG actions under the civil monetary penalties law seeking more than $10 billion in payments to the Medicare Trust Fund from payments that CMS caught and suspended before the funds were paid to the fraudulent providers. Civil charges against 13 defendants for $14.8 million in healthcare fraud schemes, as well as civil settlements with 31 defendants totaling $23 million. 928 administrative cases by the Drug Enforcement Administration seeking the revocation of authority to handle and/or prescribe controlled substances since October 1, 2025. Descriptions of each case involved in the nationwide enforcement action are available on the department's website. The cases are being prosecuted by the Healthcare Fraud Unit's National Rapid Response, Florida, Gulf Coast, Los Angeles, Midwest, New England, Northeast, Texas, and West Coast Strike Forces, U.S. Attorney's Offices for the Middle District of Alabama, District of Arizona, Central District of California, Southern District of California, District of Colorado, District of Connecticut, District of Delaware, Middle District of Florida, Northern District of Florida, Southern District of Florida, Northern District of Georgia, District of Hawaii, District of Idaho, Northern District of Illinois, Northern District of Iowa, Southern District of Iowa, Western District of Kentucky, Eastern District of Louisiana, Middle District of Louisiana, District of Massachusetts, Eastern District of Michigan, Southern District of Mississippi, District of Montana, District of Nebraska, District of New Hampshire, District of New Jersey, District of New Mexico, Eastern District of New York, Northern District of New York, Southern District of New York, Eastern District of North Carolina, Middle District of North Carolina, Western District of North Carolina, Northern District of Ohio, Northern District of Oklahoma, Western District of Oklahoma, District of Oregon, Eastern District of Pennsylvania, Middle District of Pennsylvania, Western District of Pennsylvania, District of Puerto Rico, District of Rhode Island, District of South Carolina, District of South Dakota, Middle District of Tennessee, Western District of Tennessee, Northern District of Texas, SDTX, Western District of Texas, District of Vermont, Eastern District of Virginia, Western District of Virginia, Northern District of West Virginia, Southern District of West Virginia, Eastern District of Wisconsin, and Western District of Wisconsin, and State Attorneys General's offices, through their MFCUs, in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virgin Islands, Washington, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. The MFCUs for Alabama, North Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, and Virginia also participated in the investigation of the various federal cases. On April 7, the Department of Justice announced the creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division. The Fraud Division is laser-focused on investigating and prosecuting those who commit fraud against the American people. The department's work to combat fraud supports President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse within federal benefit programs. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated June 23, 2026.